A Reflection from Father Luis Cezano, Matthew 9, 14 through 17. The Bridegroom is with them. Your disciples. We see the legalistic gaze of John's disciples as if they were customs officers of the law. They go out to question you, and I can acquire that look too. We pass judgment rather than giving opportunities. We label people instead of trying to understand them. We issue sanctions without even listening. Nowadays, many people have fallen into a certain witch hunt and even go into the Instagram or Facebook profiles to examine certain people to see if they can find fault with them. Let's not adopt that look. Let's not question and doubt others all the time. Let's be advocates of the Holy Spirit. The Bridegroom. Being with Jesus is what brings joy and enthusiasm. But you must be aware that in your spiritual life, there are moments and moments. It may happen that after a beautiful conversion and experience with God, there will come a time when you won't feel like doing anything. Perhaps after some time of being in charge of a retreat group, you won't feel like going out on a mission. Or after being a great catechist, you won't feel like going to Mass. Or even after being an active member of Catholic Action or any other Catholic association, you won't find the time to visit the Blessed Sacrament or to pray the Rosary. It's normal because spiritual life is built one step at a time. The point is to recognize those moments and continue to walk along God's path to recover and maintain your relationship with the Bridegroom. Spiritual life has those stages, periods when prayer and the things of God are done with great dedication and intensity, and moments when it becomes harder to talk to God. Those moments of fasting that the gospel talks about are those moments in which you will have to find the time to work to meet God again. The old and the new. When you meet Jesus and invite him into your life, there are changes. That change is a process in which there are also renunciations. In the course of your life, you'll decide what things you'll keep and what things you won't, what helps you and what doesn't. There will be friends that still strengthen your life and friends that no longer contribute to your life. Life is dynamic, and you must realize that there are things and people that are best left in the past, and it's not necessary to bring them into your life today. Some things or people will be left behind on the way, but God will be with you until the end. Always remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and guard you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.